nugget and Al's bloody top sausage. Oh,
now, Albie, this is the biggest honour we bestow on a fellow Australian, isn't it?
It is indeed.
If we make you a bloody top sausage, and I've got to say, I reckon there's a pretty good chance anyone on the Sunshine Coast would have heard about this young man and his mate over the last couple of days, because our latest inductees into Nugget and Al's bloody top sausages are two young lifesavers who, by the name, as it suggests, saved a life at Sunshine Beach very, very recently. Their names are Darcy Lewis and our guest this afternoon, Joe Tolano. How are you, Joe?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks, yourself.
Mate, very, very well. Now, Albie, can we confirm, because Joe, you're 13, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is Joe the young, Joe and Darcy, are they the youngest inductees into Nugget and Al's bloody top sausages?
Look, I reckon you might be right.
I reckon we are. So, mate, congratulations. Is this the greatest honour of your young life so far?
Yep, probably.
Look, you know, you'll probably get some sort of bravery award from Queensland Surf Life Saving and maybe even the governor. When you get those awards, just remember this moment, okay, champion?
Will do.
So, big fella, take us back to Sunshine Beach. When did this all go down, this incredible rescue?
Okay, so basically I was on my first patrol and we did a roving patrol, which is where you're in the buggy and you drive from Sunshine to A Bay. And we're about 400 metres down the beach at North Sunshine, and we got waved down in the buggy, and I jumped out, I unstrapped the board with Alex, and gave the radio to Dos. He was on the radio to Surfcom, and I was just running out with the board, and Jeremy was running out swimming behind me, and before I got out to her, I had to roll two ways, and then I eventually got out to her, and I just calmed her down, just told her to hang on to the strap, front straps. Waited for Jeremy to get out. He assisted me to get the patient on the board. Then when she was ready and when we were ready, we took her in on the board. We got her into the beach. We asked her if she was feeling okay, just sat with her for a bit. And, yeah, that was basically it. Just told her friends if she's feeling sick or not great in the head or stomach, just to come see us down the beach. And we'll sort her out.
Now, so there's a bit of swell around. Like, just you said something in there, you rolled two waves. To explain to people who don't really know what that means, it means you basically had to roll the board over to kind of go under a couple of breaking waves, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
And what sort of state was she in, the lady who you got to, when you got to her? Obviously, she was in a bit of distress. She was in a bad way?
Yeah, when I got to her, she was exhausted. She was like, oh, I don't know if I have the energy to get onto the board in that situation. I just went back to my training that Doug Gould taught me. Just relax the patient when you're out there. Just relax her. Just told her to hang on to the front straps and waited for Jeremy to get out to assist me.
And was this your very first patrol?
Yeah.
So wow. Just so you were clear here too, Joe, you realise most patrols won't be this exciting. A lot of them are going to be really boring. Have you prepared yourself for that?
Yes, I have.
Because that's a fair go. As you say, also, your mate Darcy, it sounds like he did an incredible job. Is that all part of the training? You got the board, you got into the water. But again, Darcy, you said he was back on the blower to Surfcom. Was that to basically make people aware that we may have a distressed patient coming in and to possibly be aware, be prepared for further medical attention?
Yeah. He was on the radio communicating to Surfcom, doing a very good job. And if she was unconscious, he would have communicated that to get other things like the defib and an ambulance down there. So he was on the beach doing a great job with that.
Can I tell you, I'm just talking to Joe right here, he sounds more sensible than almost every adult I know.
He does.
Yourself included.
He's a very well-organised young man.
No, mate, you should be very, very proud. The club's obviously very proud of you, and obviously they're very proud that all the training they've done with you, it's proved that it works.
Yeah, it has.
I might just mention at the moment, Queensland Surf Lifesaving are conducting the appeal to sure that they have enough money to do rescues like what young Joe has done. And it costs about $80,000's worth of equipment for a single beach patrol. So all of the gear, the IRBs and all that kind of stuff.
Well, the buggy and everything. Like, even you just driving around there, Joey, there's probably $30,000 or $40,000 just driving along with you, I imagine.
Yeah, it would be quite expensive to get those buggies. Mm.
So we need to look after our surf lifesavers and give them the necessary equipment to do the work that young Joe and Darcy did so well at Sunshine Beach, saving the life of a lady.
Joe, no doubt you've been told this lots of time, lots of different people, mate, but we're so proud of you and Darcy and the whole team, and it's another reminder of just what an amazing job all of our surf lifesavers do. Mate, to you and Darcy, congratulations. You are now officially the youngest inductees into Nugget and Al's bloody top Aussies. We'll get some sort of certificate out to you at some stage, but most importantly, mate, congratulations and thanks for joining us, Asavo, mate. You're a genuine hero.
All right, thanks, guys.
Joe Tolano there, and he's a latest inductee into the prestigious Nugget and Al Hall of Fame, our bloody tops Aussies.